Communications Network.
And online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with thousands of posts there. Hundreds of people interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And, of course, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We start the show. We got calls on the line. We go to them. It's the show about your calls, of course. So let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Yeah, Christian Anarchist checking in here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first the suck-up. I've been voting for you guys for the last couple of months.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Had podcast, and I also recently joined the Free State Project.
You did.
Did
congratulations,
you?
Gene. What
yes,
made you
I
decide
did.
To do that?
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
Excellent.
I really believe that what we need is more people, more like-minded people that are freedom. And, of course, you know, I hate all laws, and I don't see any of them as having any authority over me.
Right on.
But now that you patted me on the back, I'm going to piss you off.
Okay, go for it, Gene.
Great.
The other day...
Someone has read How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah, well, you know, I do the suck-up first and then...
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how you do it. Go ahead.
I heard you about a week ago ripping some guy because he was a conspiracy nut, and, of course, I have to check in now because I'm a conspiracy nut, too.
Okay.
And, I definitely believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and I've seen enough evidence to put questions into just about anybody's mind, and I think that if you guys were a little more open-minded about...
Well, no, hold on, Gene. You weren't listening very carefully,
right.
Because, first of all, I'm plenty open-minded, and I've got plenty of questions of my own, and I find it all very interesting. I really do. I've seen the martial law. I've seen 9/11, the road to Syria. I've seen all
I,
that
for
stuff.
One, believe they pulled the buildings, so... Yeah, you weren't listening.
I'm more likely to subscribe to the conspiracy theory than I am the government story. One thing's for sure about me, Gene, is I don't believe a word the government says. So I just throw their story right out the window. Now, whether or not I believe the conspiracy theory is another question, but what my point has always been on these is that it doesn't matter who perpetrated 9/11. As horrible and as back alley and behind the scenes as it may have been, the real issue is the size of government and getting the government out of people's lives and what we can tangibly do on a concrete activist basis today to make our lives more free in the future. Convincing people what happened on 9/11 is not going to do anything to advance the freedom movement. That's my point, Gene.
Well, it might. If it gets enough people angry at the government, it might...
But it's unlikely, Gene. It's very unlikely. Now, I've been doing... Now, Johnson, we went to the Pride Fest over the weekend,
right.
And we did political outreach. We talked to a few hundred people over just one 6-hour period of time.
Right.
Now, if we were there talking about 9/11 and the real story behind 9/11, how many people would have listened to us?
Been laughed at. I wouldn't even been listening. It would be people might even have even come over to look at us to laugh at us.
Yeah.
Well, now wait a minute, because I talked to a lot of people about it, and you'd be surprised how many people do listen.
Do you do it in public, or do you do it with people who already know you?
I usually, grab people one on one.
But do they know you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, well, that's your problem.
But not all of them. I talk to people I meet on the street too. But a lot of the people are people I know.
But
there's also strangers that I meet that I run into, and I run this by them, and most of them nod their head in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, like the people I knew, are university professors, for instance, that look at building the video of Building 7 collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like these people have suddenly been? They're going to go out and do something like I don't know. Take up arms and get ready to take down the government? I
think that what it does is it puts the seed in people's minds to where they start thinking...
Well, you know, Gene, I think
it's
just
not
they're not...
I see where you're coming from, Gene. And if you've had positive experiences, I can't knock it. I really can't. Right. So we're going to take your word for it. But being a political activist as I am for over 6 years now, 5 or 6 years now, I have my approach and you have yours. Right. My approach deals with concrete things that people cannot deny. Actual statistics that the government would release that would show that they're incompetent and asinine and we need to get rid of
them. And I don't think no matter how many people I go out and start saying, well, you know, the government perpetrated 9/11, that these people are going to suddenly stop voting Republican and Democrat.
See, now you guys are talking over me and not giving me a chance to say anything.
We're just making our points. Now you can go.
You made your points, and you made this guy look really bad last week. And you know, I felt sorry for him because obviously he didn't know how to argue his position very well, and you guys kind of took advantage of him and beat him up. But the point
he's allowed to call in any night of the week. We take calls.
Oh, of course, I have no clue who he is and if he's listening or not. But
I don't even remember what his name was. So talking about a difference between technique, Gene.
Wait. You said that you use evidence. Or that you use statistics, you use stuff that's true that you can use against the government. Well, I use evidence and stuff that's true too. Mm-hmm. You look at the video of Building 7.
Yes, collapsing. It's all a lot of it is just kind of personal evidence. It's not really necessary. And yes, I know some of it has been documented by the media. You don't have to tell me all this, Gene. I know that some of it is out there and official evidence and there's video, et cetera.
Maybe,
but I'm talking about stuff that. I'm talking about stuff that nobody can deny, Gene. That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody can deny that Building 7 collapsing was a controlled demolition.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I would like for your audience to consider it, and I would like them to get a hold of the video of Building 7 collapsing and looking at it.
Gene, why don't you post it over on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com? Look, I respect you. Gene, if you get results with your methods, by all means, go for it. I know what gets me results, so I'm going to go for my direction. We're both moving in the same direction, aren't we?
Right. But you seem to only want to discuss one, you know, whatever is on.
Did I hang up on you, Gene? Did I drop you? Did I ban
your call? The problem is, Gene, is we've discussed this so many times that it's not making any difference. It's not making a difference.
Because I've been listening to you guys for about 2 months, and I've only heard it discussed once, and that was that guy.
Oh, it's come up more than once.
It's come up more than once in 2 months.
Yeah. It's come up more than once by the same caller in 2 months.
Well, but okay, I'm a different caller.
Yes, you are, Gene. And we've had more than one. Trust me on this. There are a lot of people listening to Free Talk Live that have similar positions.
We've covered it, and we have extensive threads on our bulletin board system, so you can talk to lots of like-minded people there. And we're not against your viewpoint.
No.
We're not.
I'm very open-minded.
I'm sure there are tons of talk shows out there that would say, you're a loony, get off the air.
You would never have gotten on most of the other talk shows, Gene.
Oh, I can see that you're not against it, which is confusing me as to why you don't want to discuss it.
Didn't I just explain it, Gene?
It's
because I'm here, Gene,
anything.
Let me explain this, okay? Don't interrupt me this time. I'm here to spread the word of freedom and liberty to the masses. Sure, we take calls about anything on this show, but overall, the theme of the show is pro-freedom, pro-liberty. We want to bring that message back to the American people because they're just not getting it in their regular, average, cookie-cutter talk radio. And in doing that mission, we have to pick and choose our battles. And I have experience in recruiting people to the libertarian side of things. All of my co-hosts, pretty much, with the exception of you, Johnson, I recruited to the libertarian side of life. And that I didn't do it using the so-called conspiracy theories. And I know you're going to say, you got evidence. But the point is, certain people in the public look at these things with shades on. They don't look at them with the same view as you, Gene, or as some of the other people that call in. And so we have to sell to the majority of people. We have to sell to people that don't even... I'm trying to sell this show and these ideas to people who aren't even encountering politics.
Part of our point is that it doesn't matter if the government was responsible for this, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to achieve a smaller, less powerful government that doesn't have the capability to do this. Whether or not they did this or not doesn't matter. We're still trying to get rid of the government. Even if they didn't do this, we still don't want people to vote Republican.
So, Gene, here's what's going to happen. You're going to recruit your people, and we're going to recruit ours, and we're all going to go to New Hampshire and live happily ever after. Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you later. We got to go. It's been a good one. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. May the best recruiter win. Okay, let's see how many people Gene can get to sign up for the Free State Project. I know I'm up to about
or
a dozen.
Or do something for freedom.
Yeah, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
As opposed to spreading information.
Take control.
Make a book. Make a video.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the site. And as you scroll down through them, you'll find a couple of voting links. You can go vote for us at podtower.com. We really appreciate that because we bring you the show for free. We bring you the archives. We bring you everything at freetalklive.com gratis, on the house. No tip necessary. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. We got all kinds of good stuff again tonight, but your calls have been rolling in, so we've been going to the phones here. I know that we just had Gene on the line, the Christian anarchist Gene, and he was kind of railing against us for not being more
in his words, open-minded. No, I guess he admitted that we were open-minded, but he was confused as to why we didn't really
want to talk about the conspiracy theories. Every
I guess follow through and be a conspiracy theory show, which we're just not. It's not our mission here on Free Talk Live to solve the mysteries of American history. We're not here. We don't care who killed JFK. It doesn't matter. Who was behind 911? It may be interesting. It is. It very much is interesting for people who want to look into that.
Did we go to the moon?
Oh, and just stuff like that. It just doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening today. What matters is we're losing our freedoms as a result of 911.
Right.
Whether it was crazy terrorists, remote-controlled airplanes, or whatever else that is out there, the government is cracking down on liberty. That's what we're talking about. That's what this show is focusing on. And, of course, it focuses on your phone calls.
And I absolutely believe that some conspiracy theories are 100% real. I know there are some people out there that just, they lump them all together and throw them away. I'm not one of those people.
But even though that's the case, you never would lead with one of those when you were trying to introduce the concepts of liberty
to
somebody.
That's just not a very good idea.
See, you conspiracy theorists out there think that this is going to open people's minds. If I just show them the evidence.
If I just show them we didn't go to the moon and we need to... Well, you're not thinking about the your real goal. Who cares whether or not you tell them whether or not you want to go to the moon or not?
Here's
what's your goal? Your goal is to get rid of the government or...
Yes. I'm hoping that's their goal, at least.
Maybe.
Now, here's another...
Maybe their goal is just to look cool because they know that we didn't go to the moon and they have the evidence, and so they really just want to spread that around and tell everyone and write books and videos.
If what you really want is to convince people that liberty works and that freedom is where we need to be in this country, what you need to do is sell them the benefits. You cannot sell anybody anything about a conspiracy theory. And this is, I guess, a point that we've never brought up that I've never kind of really... It hasn't crossed my mind until just now.
Okay.
When I'm trying to get somebody who's... Maybe they're a fence sitter, or they're just somebody who's apolitical, and they just don't really care about politics. They don't feel like it necessarily affects them. When I'm trying to introduce them to the idea that it does, you have to try and find somewhere where you and that person agree. So, for instance, if I'm talking to somebody who, is a marijuana smoker, I can sell them the benefits of liberty by saying, you realize that 700,000 people are arrested every year for smoking marijuana? Oh, yeah. Well, isn't that terrible? And then I could go off on the war on drugs and why ending the war on drugs would benefit them. There's no benefits that you can sell to anybody about giving them the answer to what happened on 9/11.
Well, it's also, when you get into a conspiracy theory, you're talking about an issue that's binary. They either believe you or they don't.
Right. You want to talk about an issue where they already agree with you, and then you can parlay that into getting them to agree with you on other issues. Let's go to the phones and to the fun luck. Let's talk to Mike in Ohio, the show where you can take control. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you, Mike.
All right. I just happened to see that article on FARC earlier today about something like 44% of Americans think American press has too much freedom.
Yes.
Yes, then, another one of these. I actually have that in my prep for tonight. I'm glad you brought it up.
I was hoping you guys would. The sheeple are going crazy, man.
It's actually, you want to hear another sick statistic we've actually already covered? 70% of high school students believe that.
Yes, I remember that. I remember almost losing my lunch when I heard that.
Yeah.
And it boggles my mind that these people, they're Americans, they were born here, but the fact that they could even could conceive of that, the fact that they could even think that, it's a shock to the system.
It really is. It's definitely a shock to the system. It really makes you realize how effective at dumbing down America the government education system has been. That's who I blame for this.
I blame these people. I mean, they're the fools.
You can't really blame people, because if you are raised under a completely indoctrinated, brainwashing, mind control system like the government education system, they are locked into these beliefs. And I mean, I feel sorry for the people, but I don't blame them.
I don't know if pity's the answer here. I went to the same school as they did, and
so did I.
I'd like to say I'm a pretty strong libertarian here.
I went to the same schools they did, too, but I remember, I was telling Johnson about this via IN today, I can remember little bits from my childhood being an anti-authoritarian from day one, so it's no surprise that I'm where I am today. I mean, I was doing things that were anti-authority when I was 5, 7, 9 years
old.
It's
hard to not be anti-authority when you wake up and you realize that the authority has no idea what's going on or what they're doing.
I've always asked why. I've always wanted to know, why are you telling me to do this? Whereas most kids, you know, when they're raised in the government school system.
They just line up and start a marching.
Yeah, they just do whatever the teachers and the administrators suggest that they do. And it fosters a feeling of obedience throughout life. A feeling of helplessness without authority. We were reading a post on a podcast Ali's bulletin board system by somebody who says, one of the socialists says, we need smart experts to tell us how to do things.
I was laughing. I laughed out loud just like that when I read that. It's just like, what?
I don't want a smart expert telling me how to live my life. I want to be able to choose
my own life. It's ridiculous. Who determines who's the smart expert?
So what are we going to do about it, Mike?
Well, I mean, there's always the Free State Project, but you got to assume at least some of those 44 people live in New Hampshire, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're hoping to scare some of them away or convert to, you know,
I think a lot of these people can be woken up. I do. Yeah. I think that they can be woken up. But they're not going to be woken up by being told that, you know, the government crashed planes into a building.
No, absolutely.
No, definitely not.
Good point.
That's all I needed to bring up. That's been on my mind all day long.
Great call, man. We'll get into the statistics here in moments. Thanks for it, dude. 800-259-9231, since he brought it up. This is also the show that you can make requests on, so we have you can request it, although we didn't sell that we had it, so convenient that he called. Survey to be released on Monday reveals a wide gap on many media issues between a group of journalists and the general public. In one finding, 43% of the public says the press has too much freedom. That's almost one in every two adults. 43% says the press has too much freedom, while only 3% of the journalists agree. And just 14% of the public can actually name freedom of the press as a guarantee of the First Amendment of the Constitution in a major poll.
What was that statistic?
14% of the general public can name that freedom of the press is guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution.
One out of 10 people knows the First
Amendment.
Right. I mean, come on.
6 in 10 among public feel the media show bias in reporting the news, and 22% say the government should be allowed to censor the press. One in five, almost one in every four people thinks that the government should be allowed to censor the press. Now, the statistic that our caller was referring to was the kids, the high school kids, where it was about, I think it was about 50%. So the number drops as you get a little bit older, but still, it's scary to think that one of every four or five people in America thinks that we should be censored.
I have an example when we get back of what the government would say is definitely too much freedom of the press.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming up on 800-259-9231, I've got one of those as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, there's the bed. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors.
I should just not set anything for there for a moment. You should be like, it's Ian here with you. And just waited a couple minutes and then be like, and Johnson.
Way off the board, operator. Mistakes happen. It's okay. Probably with a computer glitch.
I just having fun.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, you go to freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, and if you're a lady listening to the show, we'd love for you to be our newest Shriner. Just email us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com, but be sure you go and look at the Shrine first. That way, you know, can be comfortable with it and make sure it's something you want to be a part of. So we're talking about the new study released that says that one out of every four or five Americans believes the government should be censoring the press.
Absolutely sick.
And you have an example.
I brought up, yeah, something that I think the government might have a problem with. ABC obviously overstepped their bounds with this one. Windfall, North Carolina. Beneath the surface of this southern town, with its lush evergreens and winding riverbanks, is largely a forgotten legacy of pain, secrecy, and human indignity. My heart still bleeds, and it will forever bleed because of what happened to me, said local resident Elaine Riddick. Riddick was one of thousands of people secretly sterilized by the state between 1929 and 1974. From the early 1900s to the 1970s, some 65,000 men and women were sterilized in this country, many without their knowledge, as part of a government eugenics program to keep so-called undesirables from reproducing. In this country, the United States, we had a eugenics program.
This is like the hallmark of totalitarians.
It's the hallmark of Nazis. It's the hallmark of Herr Bush. You know, I don't know what's going on, but this is crazy that this type of thing is going on. I don't know who's responsible over in Windfall, North Carolina. But
it's been going on since the early 20th century. They're probably dead, whoever started the program.
It's ridiculous, but I mean the fact that it was continued. The procedures that were done here were done to poor folks, said Stephen Selden, professor at the University of Maryland. They were thought to be poor because they had bad genes or bad inheritance, if you will. And so they would be
That's why they were poor? Because they just had bad genes? Luck of the draw?
I guess. So they would be the focus of sterilization.
Jeez.
Riddick was raped and became pregnant at the age of 13. Social workers labeled her promiscuous.
Really?
And
she was asking for it, huh?
And too feeble-minded to ever be a responsible parent.
That is horrible.
So after giving birth in 1968, Riddick was sterilized without being told. She learned the truth years later when she married and tried to have more children. They took so much away from me.
Does that mean they literally ripped her ovaries out?
Pretty much. Or they tied the tube ligation.
The tubes or something.
They tie the tubes, right. the tubes to the ovaries.
Wow.
Which is reversible, but it's very life-threatening surgery.
No.
She says, they took so much away from me, Riddick said. They took away my spirit and my soul. North Carolina sterilized close to 8,000 women in hospitals across the state. Even though the practice ended more than 30 years ago, some say the time has come to make amends. North Carolina was one of the first out of 33 that once practiced sterilization to offer an apology. State Rep Larry Womble is crafting a bill to provide financial reparations, which is good, but I don't think it makes up
at
for
the
it.
Cost of everybody else, as though the rest of the taxpayers in North Carolina had some sort of complicity in this.
So just going to take money, do more harm. Government's just going to do more harm by taking tax money.
Well, that's
people.
How it always is. They create a program, they destroy something, and then they create more programs in order to so-called supposedly fix them, and they never do.
And again, the government would have a problem with ABC because ABC followed up and said, some wonder where the state will get the money. They say, well, we can't afford it, said Womble, a Democrat.
Always raise taxes.
Well, we cannot afford it. Riddick went on to earn a college degree and raised the son she had at 14. She is now
that promiscuous harlot.
Yeah,
raising her son and going to college.
Yeah, he's now an engineering consultant. Her son.
That doesn't sound like a poor person to me anymore.
Yeah, and she says she thanks God for giving her child.
Jeez.
So absolutely, I was flabbergasted. I got sick to my stomach when I heard this that they have a eugenics program in this country.
You know, what is really sickening is, I mentioned my conversation with a socialist over at Podcast Alley's website, and they've kind of got, they come at you from this, democracy is so great, democracy is yay, well, you have to take a little bit of the bad with the good. They want to get their government programs instituted, and they realize that to do that, they have to deal with all the other crappy government programs that, their opposition parties will institute. Well, here's another example of government hurting people. Your tax dollars going to physically harm individuals.
The more I see about governments, though, the more racist I know our country is. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
It's blatant.
The racism from the immigration laws, the way the immigration laws work in this country.
War on drugs.
The war on drugs. Eugenics programs.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Nazi country. We are. We're starting to move towards socialism more and more.
Well, we're kind of batting back and forth between socialism and fascism. We're going down the road of totalitarianism, but which direction we're leaning is the question.
We're Nazism at a slower pace.
Right.
We really are. It's slow-paced Nazis.
It's disgusting. It's all un-American. But what's disgusting to me is that people, this guy I was talking to says he feels like he's getting his tax money's worth it.
And the other thing is it's more deceptive and cowardice than even the Nazis were. It's not even as bold-faced as the Nazis were.
Yeah,
to
at
march
least they
in
came and got
country.
You. Like, yeah. They came to your front door and knocked on
you.
No,
they were there. They were warring for their beliefs. This is just deceptive and underhanded, and it's like a slow process. They're trying to, not even bold enough to face their own beliefs.
Right, you've got her knocked out? Let's take her ovaries out.
Yeah.
That's how it is. That's how disgusting. Sick.
It's evil, as well.
Did her parents consent to that? I don't think so.
And
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I don't need to be a Christian to know that that's evil.
Yeah. And how you could be a Christian and support the government is completely beyond me. How you could possibly be... When it's put in front of you, when it's made clear, and I've made it clear to these people, the government is force. They're hurting people. They hurt this little girl. She was 13 years old. They took her ovaries out. They hurt people via their bombs and their guns over in Iraq and all the other thousands and probably millions of people that we've contributed to their deaths around the world as a result of our taxes and our government and the things that we do. Government harms people. Our tax dollars go to hurt others, the innocent people. And you still support them? You still feel good that you get your money's worth from your taxes? You feel like your money's going to some good programs? Oh, sure, it's going to some of those bad programs, but it's going to welfare, and it's going to help people out, so I'm okay with what the government's doing. That's what these people are telling me. How could you possibly be okay with using force on people?
Apparently there's a lot of people out there that don't, you know, then there's Muslims. They've got brown skin. Apparently we don't like the people with brown skin in this country.
Anybody who's off-white, we apparently have a problem with in the United States. And it's disgusting. And like
be careful. Don't go out in the sun too long. You might get a tan and someone will shoot you.
Well, like I was saying last hour, I've had enough. I've had enough of living with these people. Get me away from them. We're coming back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Still time for you to get in control of the show and bring up anything. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. All you have to do is sign up. It takes you less than a minute or two, and then from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show. It's that simple.
And do not forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or check out their website, www.freestateproject.org.
Now, we've been kind of on the, I mean, we've been all over the map, as usual, here on Free Talk Live tonight. And again, 800-259-9231. But one of the themes from this hour has been that government would love to censor the press. In fact, apparently a good fifth of Americans would love for government to censor the press. And you brought up a great story as to what a government would have loved to have censored, a story about a eugenics program back in the early part, or most of the majority of the 20th century, making people sterile, making poor people sterile. Horrible story. But it deserves to get out there because we need to know what our government is doing. That's the point of having a free press, so they can report on the government and how bad they are. And here's another example of another story the government would have loved to have suppressed. In fact, they are trying to right now. Newsweek reported this week on May 9th, 2005, that apparently, according to Newsweek, the United States military, who's in charge of the Guantanamo Bay facilities, was accused in Newsweek of doing various things to the Koran, the actual book.
Right.
Like to scare the prisoners, to basically mentally F with them. Okay? It's basically the equivalent of desecrating the Bible in front of a Christian. They were desecrating the Koran in front of Muslims. That's what the accusation was in Newsweek. And they claimed to have evidence of it. Well, then apparently what happened as a result of this coming out was the report sparked anger. This is from from Reuters. The report sparked angry and violent protests across the Muslim world from Afghanistan, where 16 were killed and more than 100 injured.
So you mean our government might be creating more terrorists?
Were angry. They were angry because of the report. I guess they did not realize this was going on. And what has happened as a result of it is Newsweek has pulled it. No. We didn't mean to print that. We're so sorry. We didn't mean to cause anybody to die because the Muslims were so angry about finding out about this that they had some sort of violent action.
Yeah, and so some government agents showed up at Newsweek and were like, you need to take this article off.
Oh, they definitely threatened. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Newsweek has backed away as the Bush administration has asked them to do. I mean, that's obvious in this article. I'm not going to read it, but that's one of the major points. And they've got a lot of quotes from the Bush spokesperson who is just saying some twisted propagandist sort of stuff, like this information didn't need to come out and there's no evidence of this. The Pentagon's doing an investigation and they found nothing.
Right. Just like nothing happened at Abu Ghraib.
Right. That's what they're saying, that nothing happened. Now, according to antiwar.com, according to somebody who has been a researcher in the national security field for over 20 years, contrary to the White House spin, the allegations of religious desecration at Guantanamo, as published by Newsweek, are common among ex-prisoners, the ones that have gotten out of there.
Yeah.
And have been widely reported outside the United States. This was the first time they were really reported here.
You know what the sick thing is? I know people, and I know people like, some of these other radio shows out there who are just sick, will get on the air and say, you know, these people like the ACLU, they're trying to take away should we be nice to these prisoners? Should we be nice to them? I mean, so what? So what? We did something to the book. So what? What are we supposed to do? You keep taking away, the ACLU is horrible for this country, and people like Newsweek that they would report on this. They're anti-patriot and they're un-American.
You don't like it when people question you, apparently.
It's ridiculous. And that,
It's
easy to come up with the way these people think because they're muddle-headed.
Several former detainees at the Guantanamo and Bagram prisons have reported instances of their handlers, our government, sitting or standing on the Koran, throwing or kicking it into toilets, and urinating on it. Prior to the Newsweek article, these are multiple accounts, by the way, Newsweek article, the New York Times even reported a Guantanamo insider asserting that the commander of the facility was compelled by prisoner protests to address the problem and issue an apology.
I think the only appropriate apology that we could issue to these people would be to give all these prisoners a copy of the Bible to do with what they will.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily...
Just in response.
Feel good. I don't know if they feel like it's a Christian persecution?
I don't know.
They just hate Americans. They just assume that all Americans are like the Bush administration.
Well, when these people start acting like this, yes, it's a Christian persecution. I mean, I don't think, I'm sorry, I don't know any atheist who would really care. I really don't. Not to berate someone's, their book like that. I don't know any. They wouldn't even turn it into a religious issue.
I see what you're saying, but I don't think
it's
that the
only
Muslims
the Christians that
into...
have, for the most part, that I believe, or maybe actually
from,
Jews.
From
as
what
well.
I've seen from the Muslims, it's just more of an anti-American sentiment. Not more, and it's not an anti-Christian sentiment. More of just a we hate America.
Oh no, I'm, that's what I'm saying. But it's definitely in the reverse. From Christians, it's an anti-Muslim sentiment.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And that's why they did something in the Bible, which turns it into an anti-Christian sentiment among the Muslims.
800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. So the U.S. government denying it, but do you really believe anything
Christian
they say?
Soldiers are going to start a jihad for us. Great.
Why does anyone believe the government? Why? This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue, on sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports, expert, independent, nonprofit.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, live streaming, bulletin board system, archives, much more free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Only for a few more moments, so if you want to get your call in, you better do it now, 800-259-9231. But we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Saturday from 7 until 10 Eastern, all in the evening, all right here. We bring you this Pro Freedom show. Now, we also take emails, ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to read this one here, a quick issue, but I think it's a good one. It's Tom, and he says, I have to address a viewpoint you espoused during several recent broadcasts. In fact, we espoused it tonight. He says, while it's certainly true, in most situations, employers have the right to fire whoever they choose. The exception is if the firing violates the contract between the employer and the employee. What if I hire you as part of the employment agreement? I promise to pay you a pension if you work for me for 20 years or more. I might do that if market conditions required me as an employer to offer extra incentives to lure you to bring your vast talents to my company. Now it's 19.5 years later, and I fire you so I won't have to pay that pension. I contend that in that situation, you'd have every right to take me to court and sue to get your job back. I also contend that the court would be correct if it determined that I'd violated the spirit of our contract and ordered me to either restore your job or pay the pension. How do you feel about that one, Johnson?
I think I kind of agree, because what has happened there in that instance is deceit, is deception, is fraud, and fraud is, you know, according to our thing, is a crime.
Is it fraud if you work for 17 years and get fired?
I know where you're going.
Is it fraud if you work for 19 years?
Right.
In this case, it's 19 and a half. And who's going to make those decisions? I see where you're coming from, and I totally empathize with that. And it is definitely a good question, and Tom, thanks for asking it. I think that in the case of the free market, it would be your choice to take a risk like that.
Right. I mean, there still is the caveat emptor, and there is, you know, there was nothing stating in the contract that you had to be on for 20 years, and that's
right.
Your fault for signing that contract.
Yeah, they didn't say, we guarantee to employ you for 20 years, and yeah, it is absolutely your fault for getting into an agreement like that. In fact,
where they had the ability to fire you in the last half of the year.
Well, and, you know, what if the business goes out of business? You know, what if it's 19 and a half years, and then all of a sudden the company you've been working for just goes, hits the crapper and is gone? What are you going to do then? Are you going to demand that they start back up so they can pay you your pension? How are they going to pay you a pension if they have no money? I think when you join up with a company, I think when you're employed by someone, you are taking a risk. All of life is risk, and this is just another one of them.
However, okay, now here's something I do have to say about this. However, if the company actually, no, you know what? I'm going to reverse what I just said, because if the reason the company gives, if this company is actually stupid enough to give the reason for firing you as...
we didn't want to pay your pension.
We didn't want to pay your pension.
Then that's clearly a violation of the contract.
Clearly a violation of the contract, because they're absolutely, you know, and yeah, you absolutely have the right to sue in that instance, but you would have to somehow prove that that's the reason that the company fired you.
Yeah, and
if you could prove that, then absolutely you would deserve your money, because then, yeah, absolutely it's fraud, and fraud is a crime, you know, even in a libertarian society.
But I think otherwise, people just have to be careful with their contracts. People just have to realize that just because you have a job doesn't mean you're owed the job. It doesn't mean that you're owed the paycheck. It doesn't mean that you can expect that job to be there the next day. That's the thing that people with jobs need to understand. If you want more security, take some more risk and go open your own business. That's the way you get the most reward as well. This has been Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
You're going to be joining me tomorrow night, Johnson.
That's right.
At 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. In the meantime, go to freetalklive.com.